Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
We're gonna dive right into this disgusting performance that we seen on Saturday night, man, as Florida State loses to Jacksonville State, an FCS team. And
first time in history. That's a first.
Worst loss in program history, worst loss in Florida State history. Worst loss by any coach that has ever coached Florida State. That includes Willie Taggart. We can just keep going. You know what I mean? Down the list of what's worse or whatever it is. But I mean, man, at the end of the day, I've been holding. I kind of been quiet or whatever it is. I let the timeline have it. I've made a few comments here and there, but I didn't even get a chance. So you know me. I've been in the middle of a move, so it's been a little back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't really been trying to. I just ain't been really, like, you know, so I had to get up at 5 in the morning to drive back to Jacksonville from Georgia. So right. I was like, you know what, I ain't even going, you know, this second half, they just went up, what was it, 14-7. I was like, they in control of this one. I'm going to go to bed. I wake up and see the final score, and I'm like, dang, we lost by a field goal. That's crazy. Another game-winning field goal, right? Because I just saw the score. I didn't know what happened. I just saw game-winning field goal. Yeah. I just saw the score, so I assumed, dang, they tied it up. We lost by a field goal. That's crazy. But then, when I actually had a chance to go back and watch the second half.
Yeah.
The last play, I'm going to get into that. That last play, that's 30 minutes in itself.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out from Mike. This is the one game that I'm going to say is 1,000% on the coaches. Like, I'm absolving all players of all responsibility because attitude reflects your leadership. And clearly, the people in charge looked at this situation and said, it's Jacksonville State. Let's have some fun today, guys. Mm-hmm. We don't really have to try. It's Jacksonville State. Right. We don't really have to do anything. Like, we don't have to prepare for this. We got Wake Forest next week.
Right.
And so my thoughts is, who does Mike Norvell think his team is?
Right.
To do that. And who does Mike Norvell think he is to treat an opponent as if they're not actually playing football on the other side of the field? I find it's arrogant. I think it's sad because, again, these are all his guys, so you should know your team. You should know your personnel. I said it last week against Notre Dame. Why in the world are you rotating all these players? Why are you getting out? Again, win the game first, then have fun. There's an order to how you do this. Mike Norvell disrespected the game. Mm. You can't go out and just have my punter kick left-footed. You can't go out and just... Oh, we're going to have Jordan Travis take hands off. He may throw it. He may do – who knows what he's going to do with it. We got both quarterbacks out there. You can't have Mackenzie Milton out there, wide receiver, while the Wildcats going on, bringing an extra block. Like, it's just – it's silly stuff that he treated right. this game as if it was just some sort of live scrimmage. It was some sort of live practice. And we saw that last year. Y'all called it year zero. He ain't know nothing. He ain't had no spring, so he got to figure it out on the field. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't agree with it, but, you know – everybody else said I had to. All right, right, cool. What's the problem this year? You had the spring. Hmm. Y'all told me the spring was the problem. That's what I was told last year. The spring was the problem. I remember. It was year zero. It didn't count.
Yeah.
This year is supposed to count. I don't understand. Like, I'm not trying to be – I really don't understand. I don't understand how – the man who y'all have told me is a good coach. I keep hearing it. Y'all keep saying right. on the timeline, this is a really good coach. We all knew it was going to take 3 to 4 years. Really? I didn't know that. Yeah. It took Boston College that long?
Yeah.
They got a new coach, right?
You can't. First of all, I don't. Well, let's just do this because I'm not finna be saying let's fire Mike.
I'm not saying let's fire Mike either.
Yeah.
I'm not saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you, he is at fault for this loss. And he is coaching poorly.
Right. I'm saying, but we need to define our terms because we don't want people to be thinking, you know, we've been waiting on this moment. Because they really, I'm really upset that they lost because it's not in Florida State's best interest to get rid of Mike Norvell or to even have a situation where he's a dead man walking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to keep this class together.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this class and next year's class. I guess my biggest thing is he's kind of mismanaged the quarterback room, right?
We talked about that last week. There was a proper way of doing this.
Right. And then I don't know who's calling plays. I don't know what they're trying to do.
Let me ask you, why don't you know who's calling plays? Is it Mike not calling plays?
Do you think he's calling plays when you look over the sidelines at him?
I was under the impression that he was the coach who called plays. He's the play. Now, I agree with you. I don't never see no sheet. I don't see him looking at nothing. So, I assume he's not calling plays.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know.
Now, it is possible that they're giving him plays and he's deciding which one to say, yeah, let's do that. It could be that, right? He's doing like a Madden style, like, okay, acting what you got. Hey, Dilly, what you got? Give me three plays, and I'll select one of them. Now that's because that's what the offense looks like.
Oh,
that's
God. That's what it looks like. Please tell me that's not the case. Please tell me. Listen, maybe he got them all in his head. Maybe he like Rain Man, so he got the whole playbook in his head. He don't got to look at no sheet or whatever it is. He just, you know, call him down. I don't know who calling plays. If it's Dillingham, right. Dillingham don't need to call plays no more.
Right.
If it's so, Mike don't need to call plays no more. I don't care who's calling. Here's the other thing. Why it's difficult for me to say it ain't Mike. Offense looked like this last year.
Okay. I don't think that's true. I think the offense last year.
How many points did they score in the second half total last season?
Okay, they didn't score a lot of points in the second half. Okay. That's true. All right. And that's a really just an ugly stat too. But the problem is I think they don't have no cohesion because they don't have a quarterback, right? And they need to decide on what they're going to be. Like, I mean, I know people don't think Jordan Travis is all that and great. And maybe you get more with McKenzie Milton throwing the football. But if your wide receivers don't catch the football, then what's the sense of building a passing offense if they don't catch the football? What's the point of that? There's no point to build a passing offense if you don't have the guys that catch the football. So you need to just become
our receivers to run right routes and get open and all the other stuff.
I mean, but I don't know if you listen to the live show, but on the live show, Wig brought a certain point up that, yeah, Mike is a good offensive mind, but his route tree is not a very vast route tree.
Yeah.
So, and it makes sense because when you get to the end of games, the cornerbacks are always just sitting on routes because they know they don't see every route that you run.
That pick, I mean, that pick was on, I mean, it's technical on Parchment. I think you probably need to run a better route, but it's also on, man, I don't see you run this hitch 12 times the last, you know, 14 plays.
Right.
I take the chance on getting beat on the double move.
Right.
Let me just, you know what I mean? But I'm going to sit on this hitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I'm just saying, I think it's a lot of different things, man. And I think we got to be honest where we at as a program. Like I said, last year, it never made sense to allow the people that hired the worst coach in FSU history, according to the fan base, according to the media, according to everybody, to allow that same administration to then hire the next coach because, dude, they let Foley do that twice, and Foley hired two national championship winning coaches. You don't get a lot of at-bats at hiring bad coaches. You don't get to do that, especially in football. So, I mean, I don't know if Mike's and the things that they changed around it, like I think I said before the season, FSU football is going in the right direction. I was saying that regardless of the coach because I felt like the people they hired behind the scenes is going to put this in the right direction. And in my opinion, it's still going in the right direction. But I don't know, and I told you this, I don't think we have a coach that's going to go win ACC championship games, that's going to go to the ACC championship, that's going to go into playoff games. I don't feel like that. I don't feel that way, all right? I feel like he could be a decent coach. Maybe he can ride the ship and get the ship right. But now I'm looking at it like, damn, do we even have that guy? Do we have a guy that can win 9 games in his conference? Do we have a guy that can win 8 games in his conference? Like, what is his ceiling? Because he's not really a dynamic recruiter.
We have a guy who can win three games in his conference, because that's what he has shown he can win.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to be honest about it, he's not a dynamic recruiter. I mean, people can shovel and say whatever they want to say, but just go look at it. You don't lose your bell cow quarterback as a dynamic recruiter, right? You don't lose that guy. You don't lose the quarterback that you've identified early on in 9th grade, 10th grade, your guy, and then he jumps ship and go to Lane Kiffin.
Because you're losing.
Right. That doesn't happen, right? So, and then I think another thing, we talked about his staff, right? And I said, there's some guys on staff I like, and there's some guys on staff I don't like. And I was very serious when I told everybody, I don't feel not a good defensive coordinator. And people can say that, well, this game wasn't on the defense. Well, let me tell you something, man. UAB shut this team down last week. UAB did not allow them to cross the 50-yard line. Didn't allow them to score. Okay, Jacksonville State went up and down the field. They wasn't a good football team, but they went up and down the field all day, all night on this defense.
Honestly, you got lucky to be in the position that you was in to be up. They were down there. Like, they were down, and you know, we caused the fumble. They ran it back. You know what I mean? Right. Like, there was some lucky breaks that it took for us. You know what I mean? Some penalties that went, you know what I mean, where they was in field goal range, now the penalty, and they knocked them back. It's not right. Like, I mean, the defense did get some stops. The front four is still the front four, which appears right. to be the best unit on the team. Mainly because Jermaine Johnson is an absolute monster.
Yeah.
So,
and that's something he hit on that.
You know what I'm saying? But when the other coach says, and I heard this morning, when the opposing coach says they kept running the same coverage, so we kept calling the same play because we knew that at some point the guy would be open. Because we knew that he could beat Brownlee. So we called that same exact play three times in a row.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit up. The FCS coach for Jacksonville State said, I called the same exact play three plays in a row. Because y'all kept playing that dumb defense.
Right.
And we knew it hit one of these times. Because y'all are in the wrong defense.
Yeah.
If that ain't grounds for a man to be fired the next day, I am calling for Adam Fuller to be fired.
Yeah.
I mean, Adam Fuller got to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, bad defense.
Adam Fuller got to go. Defense. You it's cannot tell me that the FCS coach called the same exact play three plays. He say we called the same play three plays in a row. I haven't went back and even watched it, but I know he ain't lying.
No.
So if you telling me you stuck with this defense that was dumb, the other coach knew it was dumb, and so he said, okay, y'all stupid. All right, let's just run it again then. Hey, run it again. He would no, don't come to me. Just run it again. Just all up, run it again.
Do you think Adam Fuller is calling that same play because he feels like that's the only play they can execute is the Robert one? I mean, no, I'm asking, do you think that's
maybe it don't matter. It doesn't matter, right? What I'm saying is, even if that's the only play they can run, put all 11 guys, y'all will line up on the goal line. It don't even matter what happened. Line up all, nobody's gonna be on the line of scrimmage. We're gonna put everybody, and we're just gonna make a wall right here at the end zone, right? You know what I mean? Like, it don't matter. You put all 11 guys at the end zone. Let's say he takes it, drops back, throws it. The guy runs for 15 yards and then scurries out of bounds, right? You still talking about a 50-plus yard field goal when I found out also is a true freshman kicker who has never attempted a field goal.
Yeah, I mean.
Which then brings you to overtime. You still don't lose the game. So tell me what you, as a defensive coordinator, it don't matter if that's the only play. It's a dumb play. It's dumb regardless because you clearly don't know what's going on. You have no idea what's happening in the game. You don't have any idea. When I went back and thought about it, it's disrespect.
Yeah.
It's the same way attitude reflects leadership. It's the same attitude that Mike Norvell coached with is what your defensive coordinator called plays it. Man, it's Jacksonville State. Who cares what defense they in? It don't matter.
Right.
It don't matter. Yeah. That was the mindset that the team played with. That was the mindset that the coaches coached with. And that last play is a microcosm of the attitude that they played, that the whole game was. You didn't deserve to win the game. Because you played the whole game with disrespect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I think about it, it wasn't even the fact that he was dumb, because he is. It ain't the fact that he's a bad coordinator, because he is. It's the fact that you stuck with this defense because you don't have no respect for the other, for the people who lined up across from you.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Like Bobby Bowden talked about this. Rest in peace. Bobby Bowden talked about having a healthy fear of all your opponents. You need to have a healthy fear of everybody you lining up against. That makes you respect them. So when you go out there and beat them 40 to nothing, now we can chill. We are 40 nothing this third quarter. Man, if you want to have a punter, throw a pass. Just cause. Mm-hmm. You want to have Jordan Travis line up at wide receiver and Chubba Purdy on the other side at wide receiver and wide Rector as a wide receiver and Corbin throwing Chubba Purdy a go route. Who cares? The game over with. But what you can't do is literally in a dogfight with Jacksonville State, and you out here trying this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of bad football was going on out there Saturday, and I think that
Sam was saying a lot of bad football was
going on out there, man. I mean, I think it's crazy, man, because I feel like you know this about me, Brandon. Like since we started the podcast, I actually don't listen to a lot of FSU podcasts anymore. So a lot of times you'll tell me what somebody said, and I'd be like, "Oh, for real, they said that? Let me go back and go listen to it. I want to hear what the context was," because I try not to come to the show with preconceived things that y'all have already heard. I try to be as, you know what I'm saying? And so yesterday, I actually did listen to a few reactionary podcasts because I wanted to hear, because a lot of the people that was pumping a lot of sunshine, I wanted to hear how they felt now.
Yep.
And it's funny to me that, people feel like, well, Mike disrespected his opponent, okay. The kids are still loafing, okay. The bad play call by Adam Fuller, okay. Well, this is stuff that was happening last year. Like, I told somebody, do y'all really believe, because we talk about this, I put out a tweet. I say, since we being honest this morning, last year, year zero, whatever, do y'all really believe a competent staff put a product on the field that bad last year? Even with no spring, even with COVID, a competent staff is going to put together a plan every week and try to get better every week. We saw teams get better every week last year
with new coaches. Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, Boston College. I mean, we saw teams do this.
College,
yeah. So, what like...
We were making excuses, man. Let's just keep it 100.
What are we missing?
We were making excuses. What are we missing? We've been making excuses.
Because we want to believe that the team can get better.
No, we want to believe in Mike. We want to believe the team can get better. We want to believe in Mike. Because you came... Because you... Matter of fact, you have to believe in Mike. You fired a coach 21 games in because you said it was utter chaos. Okay. Yeah. So, therefore, this new guy got a hit. So, then therefore, you have no choice but to make this guy appear better than what he is. Oh, no, he's going to get a pass for this. This year, zero. This don't even count.
Yeah.
He ain't had no spring. Yeah. If no other team in the nation needed a spring, Florida State needed a spring. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, because Willie was so bad before then. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Not really, but I'm saying, you know what I mean? But that's what y'all were telling me. You know what I mean? Right. Y'all were saying that, okay, it had to. No, it was real bad. It was real, real bad. Willie was real, real bad. So if no other team needed a spring, Mike needed a spring. All right. Sound like an excuse to me, but y'all said it. Okay. Mm. Y'all had a spring this year. You just had the worst loss in program history. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, and I think that I think he's been getting out coached. Okay, and then another thing we did, I called you. What day did I call you? What was that? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday last week? And I said, man, I went back and watched that tape. And I was like, man, I don't know what we doing. Like, did they go in that game expecting to win that game last week against Notre Dame? Remember I said that to you? Just watching some of the things, you like, nah. And, you know, you like trying to talk me down off the ledge a little bit. You like, nah. And I was like, man,
I don't think this team is good as we think it is. Right? Everybody was telling, I said, and the thing that kills me with all of this is those kids do play hard. Like, it's not like a lack of effort out there, in my opinion. I don't see a lack of effort. I mean,
there was on that last play, it was a lack of effort.
Well, I think that was the realization that you called a stupid play, and then they completed the pass, and then the DB like, man, look at this bullshit, right? I mean, players do that, right? Players do that. Like, you call a dumb play, and it's like a DB that's been jumping around all game, and then the wide receiver coach called another wide receiver screen. You like, here we go with this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm finna get blowed up.
Right, yeah. Now I gotta come out here and get my head bashed in.
Yeah. So I think the realization of you call this dumbass play that's worked against, that they've been eating us alive in, and now you finna run this, or did the dude catch the ball, did the DB like, man, God. Like, he like, oh, fuck. And then it's like, now he running. Right. You know what I'm saying? Now it's a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I don't really we could call it a loaf. I guess it's a loaf, but I think the realization was it was a dumb play call to begin with, and I think the players knew that when they walked out on the field. And then I think what the play executed, everybody just took a sigh of like, what the hell are we doing? That's what I think that was. But happened.
So then I guess that leads me to do we believe that? The coach.
And I want to say something else too, Brad. And this is going to bring up my other point. This is why I say momentum isn't a real thing. This is why I say this shit. Because last week, you had all the momentum in the world. Then you come back this week against a worse opponent, and you flat. You can't get right. The coaches don't know what the hell's going on. They trying shit. You cannot translate from game to game. You have to respect every single opponent and play hard and get your guys up for every single game, because the truth be told, there's nothing translate from one game to the next game. It's all about how you prepare, and that's my personal belief, because that doesn't make any sense for you to lose like that. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, how can you play that well against Notre Dame and then turn back around this week and nothing's working? You just got out schemed.
I don't even think. Yeah, it was. It's definitely out schemed. You got out schemed. You got out schemed big time. And he's been out schemed a few times, right?
Yeah, this ain't the first time you watch him get out schemed like this. This is
right. And that's what I'm saying. And your defense coordinator has been out schemed several times.
I mean, so there isn't a game where he haven't been out schemed.
Right. So, I think this year he's fortunate enough to have the line that he has, because that defensive line will make sure that they have some decent series, right? They have some good series or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is situational football. What happens when you have to actually coach?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the problem I have with not Mike, but with Adam Fuller. We've seen him in these situations.
Right.
Never does well. Like, he loses those. He's losing those games because of just poor situational football. I got to call a play. You got to call a play.
Mm-hmm.
Your guys, 9.5 out of 10, are going to be in the wrong spot. You're going to pick the wrong defense for this situation. The only one I didn't think that was possible to get wrong was Prevent. I thought everybody knew Prevent.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my son, you know, plays Madden. You know, they ain't no Prevent.
Yeah.
Like, everybody know Prevent. It like, you know what I mean? High school, elementary, middle school, like all the, if you coach at any level, you know Prevent.
Yeah.
I don't, that's the problem. That's the thing I look at and I say, whatever, you know. Let me go back to something you said. Like, nobody's asking for Mike Norvell to be fired.
Right.
I by no means am asking for Mike Norvell to be fired. It is a mistake. The same way firing Willie was a mistake. You could say that it wasn't or whatever it is. I'm telling you, it was a mistake. Even if he was bad, he would have been bad another year. That allows you, like Sam said, to get the behind the scenes together. And then you fire him. He wasn't going to all of a sudden get good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't going to get good. You knew he was bad.
Yeah.
You save money. And you have an opportunity to fix your behind the scenes. And now you can hire the right coach.
Right.
But now you end up, nobody could have expected COVID, but this is why you don't make rash decisions. Right. Because you don't know what could happen. And then you ended up with COVID, no spring, all sorts of other crazy stuff happens. And now, you know, you're in a situation. Do not fire Mike. If Mike is bad, and I will say, he looks like he might be bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's still going to be bad next year.
Right.
But if nothing else, if he can muster out 4 to 5 wins, Travis Hunter come in and be like, that wouldn't happen on my watch. You might keep Hunter. Instead of getting the top 10 class, because 4 wins, probably you ain't going to get a top 10 class with 4. I figured they'd at least get 6, and so therefore they keep that class together.
Right.
4 wins ain't going to keep a top 10 class, but it might get you 15 to 20. With Travis Hunter as your best player, I think you probably still keep your quarterback. So now you got a quarterback of the future.
I mean, I think the bigger problem is, when we talk about recruiting, and I said this already, I think you keep most of them offensive line guys that you got, because I don't think they're great, 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 but they're good.
I think you
but keep, I think keep most of them. The biggest thing is, man, you got to keep A.J. Duffy. That's the problem, because
you got to keep
he,
Duffy.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't go into next season saying Jordan Travis, Chuba, Rodemay. If he don't bring in a nice quarterback this year, that mean he's done the same thing with it, that he went 2 years without bringing in a high school. Well, he brought in one with Chuba, but he basically went 2 years, right, basically.
Because Chuba is a backup.
Right.
Yeah. So, you run into that problem. That's exactly
AJ
right.
AJ Duffy is the most important recruit in his class. And I know Travis Hunter's number one. I get it. But
he's not
you
more
don't
important
get,
than Travis. You see Travis. You see
yeah,
Travis.
But I'm saying he Travis is better. Travis is better, but AJ's more important because you don't have a quarterback, none of that shit matters. Like, it don't matter if you don't have a quarterback. We've had first-round DBs come out of here in the last couple of years. That's happened. That don't translate to wins. Quarterbacks translate to wins. You got to get a quarterback, man. And let's talk about the quarterback situation. Did you see the Jordan Travis, when the interaction with Jordan Travis getting mad at Mike? Did you see that?
Yeah. I mean, Jordan understands what he did to this team a year ago. And this is what we talked about last week, right? Understand who your opponent is and play the quarterback that best fits it.
Right.
Jordan, you might play the majority of the staff this week. We may throw in what's name for a series here and there. But Jordan, you're going to have to play this week because we need you against Jacksonville State, because we're going to need your ability to run, scramble, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Whatever you see on film when you watch Jacksonville State's film.
Right.
All right. Wake, we're going to need Mackenzie Milton. Jordan, you'll still have a role. We'll bring you in for some series, but we're going to need you. We don't have a starter. We have 2 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And so both of y'all will play, and we will need both of y'all. But it don't seem like he understands. Like, it don't seem like Mike Norvell fully understands. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have to start Mackenzie Milton because he played well last week.
Yeah.
You could, like, you didn't need to throw the ball 1,000 times against Jacksonville State.
Well, no, you needed to get up early. So if you run the football to get up by 3 touchdowns,
right,
then you can bring Milton in to work on a passing game.
Correct.
And, you know, and something else I want to say, because I keep hearing this. If Helton would have caught the ball, they say if Helton would have caught the ball, that would have changed the game.
That's because you don't believe in momentum. That's because you don't believe in momentum.
Yeah.
But
my biggest thing is, I watch college football, dude. I watch a lot of college football, okay? Alabama players drop footballs, too. People drop football. NFL games, people drop the football, okay? That don't kill the rest of the game, all right?
At least it shouldn't.
Drops happen, man. Drops happen, okay?
Drop the touchdown, game over.
Yeah, like, no, man, that's not how this works, bro. Like, okay, you drop the football. You drop the touchdown.
But
you catch another touchdown.
Now, this is where I am going to give them a little bit of pass. This team is mentally fragile. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and that's sad.
But that's coaching.
That's what I mean. Correct.
That's coaching.
They're mentally fragile, so they need success early in order to – to feel good about themselves. Because what happened? McClain dropped one before that. Then the play right before that, McClain dropped one. And then the play after that is when Helton dropped it.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the game, it was just drop city. They all don't have the mental fortitude to just, man, drops happen. Let's go. Next play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They all seem to get they get uptight, they get nervous. So I do believe had Helton caught that winning for it is, I think the whole team plays better because now they feel like they, you know
they
what I mean?
They was up, Brandon. They was up 17-7 in the fourth quarter. It wouldn't have mattered. They would have found a way. They would have found a way to lose the game. You got to think about it. They were finding a way to lose the game as the game was going on.
They gave up a 97-yard drive to Jacksonville State, and they tell me the defense played well. It wasn't it wasn't on the defense.
No, every team that played this team, they offense automatically become like a top 10 offense. It just moves up and down the field. Like, it moves up and down the field. It makes no sense, dude. No sense whatsoever. It makes no sense.
They didn't score against UAB. They did not score against UAB. You gave up a 97-yard drive. You gave up a 97-yard drive. Don't tell me how good the defense played. Don't tell me that Adam Fuller called a good game. He wasn't the reason.
You got to run the football. You're a running football team.
You are a running football team. Your team likes to run block. Toa Philly should have sat there. When Toa Philly missed that hole early in the game because he was dancing around trying to do whatever the hell he was trying to do.
Yeah.
All right, Toa, you have a seat for the day, but we'll see you next week.
Right.
That's inexcusable.
Right.
There's a hole. Hit the hole. We only need 2 yards. Hit the hole.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And it didn't matter because, again, but you gave him, in addition to those, 8 more carries for a whopping 22 yards. 10 for 22 yards. Meanwhile, Corbin getting 7 yards a carry.
Yeah.
I really think they believed it's Jacksonville State. None of this matters.
And once again, man, this is the Listen Up Podcast, man. Y'all make sure y'all go to Apple also. We on Apple. We on iTunes. We on iTunes, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. I'm finna drop the Apple in the chat right now. And everybody can subscribe, man. Give it a 5-star and leave a comment. We gonna keep rocking. But
we see y'all in the comments. We're gonna address some of it. We're gonna get our stuff off first, and then we're gonna come because King out here getting torn apart in the chat. King out here getting torn apart in the chat, man.
I really just want to say that. And then we talking about this defense, man. There's no reason for this defense to be like, dude, why is all these receivers always open, man? It's every week they always open. I mean, the guys are coming up tackling hard as hell. I appreciate they coming up bringing the wood. But why are they 5 yards away from him? Why are they 5-10 yards away from him, bro? It's like it happens all day long. And why is he playing so many players? Why are so many players playing?
Again, let me sit up. If 46 is in coverage, you've called the wrong defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if 46 is in coverage, you've called the wrong defense.
Right.
What's the objective of the play? Like, I don't even, like, when I think about, and I say, I'm like, why is he chasing? Was he in coverage? Of course. What would make you think he was going to cover the running back or the tight end and that's it? Like, what are you talking? What are you doing?
Right.
But y'all wouldn't tell me Adam Fuller is called a good game. It wasn't on defense. Listen, man. It's very simple. Adam Fuller is a bad coach. Like, real bad. And he's given us a whole season to show how bad he was.
Right.
And now another game to show how good he was. And another 2 games to show that he's still not the guy. I gave him a pass last week because I was like, you know what? Corn was dropping dimes over there.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Cool.
Yeah.
But Corn seemed like he came a little bit back to earth.
Yeah. I mean.
Against what was that, Toledo?
Toledo. Yeah. Toledo. A team with a defensive plan. Yeah, he came back to earth. Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of tough for me to give the guy the pass.
Like, bro, we keep watching teams go for 400 yards. I mean, 500 yards. Guys breaking their career best passing the football. Guys breaking their career best running the football. I mean, this is a weekly occurrence, man. This is not a 2 or 3 game sample set, dude. Coin we broke watch the it record. All. Yes. And guess what? The dude from Jacksonville State, he got his game back. He got his mojo back. We a slump buster, bro. We are a slump buster.
I just knew we had lost that last year.
We are what an offense needs to see when they having a tough time. When they having a tough time moving the football, we is who you need. We the fat chick, bro. We the fat chick. We bust slumps, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's out of control, man. Like,
yeah.
He needs to fire Adam Fuller.
He needs to do that.
Yeah, he need to do that today. Like, he need to go ahead and say, all right, I'm going to take this on the head. You got to go, Adam. And you need to start a search for the new DC.
Not even because start a search for the new DC. First of all, it's justified. When we say Adam Fuller need to be fired today, it's justified. You got enough games, enough sample size to see that he's not good enough.
Right.
Two, it also sends a message, right? Like, hey, what we witness is not acceptable. And I'm not even talking about to the fans. You got to talk to the recruits.
Right.
You need players still. You know what I mean? Like, you still have you still got this class has to be the most important thing to Mike Norvell. Right? You got to win games, and you got to be able to recruit.
And I think that's another part of it, right? I think that's another reason why he does a lot of this dumb shit. I think he's trying to appeal to the recruits. We're like, okay, we got this fast break offense and this fun offense to play in. But man, at the end of the day, dude, if you're losing games, I mean, who's gonna want to come here? You need to win the games. I mean, you need to win the games.
Has
this
offense ever looked fast break? I'm trying to figure out when. Like, I've seen them coach a whole lot of games, and I ain't never.
At Memphis, it looked pretty good at Memphis, but that's a different level. Willie looked good at UCF, USF.
I just gonna say, like, that don't mean nothing because it happened at Memphis. You was playing Connecticut.
Your boy from Nebraska looked good at UCF.
Right.
Look at that shit. Levels to this. Not moving. Yeah, levels to this. Shit ain't moving. No, so.
Like whatever you was doing, that little Skittles offense ain't gonna cut it. Like you gotta this big boy football. That ain't gonna work, man. You gotta.
So what's our let's go to Wake Forest now.
Okay.
Do they beat Wake Forest? What do you think that game looks like?
Do they beat Wake? No. They just lost to Jacksonville State. Why would I expect them to beat Wake Forest? They beat Wake Forest? No. They just lost to Jacksonville State. At this point, if I go down the schedule, the only game that I have as a 50-50 game is UMass.
Okay.
All the rest of them, I mean, I thought Louisville is a bad football team. We're worse. You know what I mean? UMass is a bad football team. We also bad. You know what I mean? Like, all I'm saying is there's only one team that I think is worse than we are, and that's UMass.
Right.
Everybody. And Norvell's offense does not look good with Jordan Plannett. I don't know. I know what I was going to say about the comments at the end, but that's just not true, James.
You don't think so?
Norvell's offense only look – it looks better. You still don't score in the second half of games. We saw it all last season. Yeah, with Jordan Travis as the quarterback, you did not score points at the second half of none of them games.
Yeah.
You was getting field goals and shutout every game last week. Team made an adjustment, all of a sudden Jordan Travis couldn't play no more.
All right.
I don't agree that Norvell's offense only looks good with Jordan Travis, with Jordan playing it. I think it looked better than what we saw the other day. But I'm not gonna say that. I don't agree with that. But I forgot where the hell I was going. But I can't see them beating Wake because I can't figure out how they're going to stop Wake. And I also can't figure out how they're going to scheme up enough points. You know what I mean? Like, who's the quarterback? You know what I mean? Like, who starts that game? And then what's the game plan for that game? It's so many variables. You can't even fully, like, who's the quarterback?
Right.
What's the game plan for said quarterback? Because he'll have the McKenzie Milton game plan and have Jordan Travis as a starting quarterback. He'll have him dropping back and throwing the ball 60 times. And you got, you know what I mean, Jordan Travis as your quarterback. And then he'll bring in McKenzie and he'll make him run the read option. All I'm saying is I don't know what Mike's doing. I'm not sure Mike knows what Mike's doing. How in the world am I going to say they can beat Wake? If they beat Wake, okay, we can have another conversation. But am I going to pick them to beat Wake? How could I? Y'all just lost Jacksonville State.
Yeah, so
on a play that we still ain't dove into yet. It's not the fact that that play itself is crazy,
right?
Like so many crazy pieces. It's right. Again, it's the fact that you let this guy run the same play. You've seen it now, Brownlee. You've seen it three plays in a row. He's run this route. You got him afterwards not even making the tackle. Like, he swiped at the football and was just like, all right, man, I ain't get it.
But I told you what happened on that play, though.
I know.
I told you what
defense
happened
on that play. I know. All the players was like, yo, I can't believe our coach got us in this situation. I know. I get it. And I can't even argue. Yeah, can't even argue. Whew. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, bro.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like, from a – I mean, what do you think? What do you think happens with Wake Forest?
I picked them to lose against Wake Forest to begin with, remember?
I agree.
Yeah. So.
I agree.
So, I already picked that loss already.
And nothing that Alger said. They like they did something to make you be like, oh, well, I mean, now they're going to win it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, man, it's tough, man. I think they play harder. I think they play as hard as they can in this game. I think they play a lot harder. I think.
You know what this game is? Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt. This game is going to be that Virginia game. You remember Willie Virginia game?
Yeah.
Well, where everybody was like, yo, we're going to know a lot about this Virginia game. They had the UL Monroe block field goal the week before. They had the Boise State collapse. And then they played Virginia that week three. And we was like, we'll know what this team is after they play Virginia. I don't know if you remember that. And they played real tough, and they went toe-to-toe with Virginia, and there was, like, some crazy stuff happened at the end. And then all of a sudden, it was, they played tough, but they still lost it. And, yeah, there was some coaching mistakes, but they did. They hung in there with the – I think Virginia may have been ranked at the time or something like that. But they hung in there with, like, the number 20 team in the nation. I think – this Wake Forest game is going to be like that. They're going to give it everything they got because they understand the desperation. The coach is going to give it everything they got because they understand that, seats is hot.
Right.
I still think they're going to lose it, though. And it'll probably be close. It'll be
I think they do lose it. I think they play really, really hard, man. I do think they lose it because that the defense hasn't shown they're going to guard anybody. Like, I don't know how to say this. Like, unless – Jermaine Johnson get you the quarterback 25 times in a row. Like,
the defensive game plan.
Yeah, like,
hey, Jermaine, go get to the quarterback and we'll figure out the rest of this. But if he don't get to the quarterback, it sure as hell a first down.
If he don't get to the quarterback 25 times, 35 times in a row, then if they throw the football, it's probably gonna fucking get completed, bro. Like, if we just being
you
real.
Can't help but laugh. This is our game plan, bro. Our game plan is Jermaine Johnson and that defensive front got to get to the quarterback. Hey, man, just go disrupt the play.
And it's not even the player's fault. Like, it's like they're doing what they're being asked to do. Like, they're doing what they're being asked to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're doing what they're asked to do. So, they're put in bad situations. They're put in bad situations, man. And now Kalen DeLoach ain't playing in the first half. He's the only linebacker that we got that can cover. Amari Gaynor, I don't even know if he's still on the team anymore, but that's not a surprise. They didn't know what to do him last year. Of course, they don't know what to do him this year. So, I don't know what he's doing anymore. 46 is getting outrun by everybody. Everybody's hitting the cone on him. They turn the corner. He just barely making it to the edge and
Is he making it to the edge? I ain't seen him find the edge. That boy running in quicksand. That boy running at the beach.
And Dix, he's just stuck in mud.
He also running in quicksand. Yeah. I don't know what's thicker than quicksand, but he running in that. Both of them do slow. here's the thing. Matter of fact, we got about 15 minutes. You want to tackle what's going on in the comments, man?
If y'all got any questions, go ahead and hit.
No, I'm talking about between. So they basically asking who should start. King is clearly on Travis, and looks like everybody else seems to be on Milton.
Let me ask y'all this question then. If y'all think Do y'all think that any quarterback currently that we have on the roster can go out and win games in the ACC after what we've watched the last two games?
Here's the problem. You don't have a quarterback.
Right.
Y'all are both – the answer to King and Brandon and all the others' comments is it doesn't matter. Like, right. That's the answer.
Yeah. I mean, unless
Travis starts, you're not going to be very great. Milton starts, you're not going to be very great. And both of them have weaknesses, and both of them have poor play calling going against. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have nobody. You can start Travis. Hey, understand, he's going to probably throw some picks. He's going to make some dumb decisions. He can run the ball. He can scramble. He may get you out, but he also going to take a 15-yard sack because he's going to, you know, spin into the wrong, in the wrong direction, yeah. Whatever it is. He's going to throw some Hail Mary type stuff. He's going to throw it away. McKenzie Milton, although he looks a little bit more fluid than I probably would have thought he did, I mean, a little bit more mobile than I thought he would have been able to do post-injury, he ain't much better. You know what I mean? Like, he can make some better throws. He does make quicker decisions. He does get the ball out faster, whatever it is. But in 3 yards, but again, with a limited route tree and 3 yard hitches, you ain't gonna move the ball. You one mistake away, and this team makes mistakes from being behind the chains. And third and second and 10 is a punt. You might well punt.
Right.
Second and 10 or you get the third and 10, you're not converting it. Well, if it's third and 15, punt on third down.
The quarterback that you need on this team, right? For what this team can do, the offensive line can run block. Milton might be the better quarterback, but he's not the better quarterback for this team. Correct. If that makes sense to everybody. Correct. Like,
based on what they're trying to do. Yeah.
What they can do.
Yes.
Based on what they can do. They can run the football.
Yep.
If you get a pocket passer, but the guys don't catch the football, what's the point of having a pocket passer?
If your wide receivers can't get open, they don't get consistent separation, they don't catch the football, it doesn't matter if you have McKenzie Milton back there getting the ball out in time because he hitting them in stride. They just fall to the ground.
Yeah.
So ain't no point. So you could throw out Jordan Travis, but Jordan Travis is going to have the same limitations. If them dudes right. happen to get open, he probably not going to get it to him. He's probably not going to throw it to him. And if so, it's probably going to be late. It's going to look like a lot of backyard football. And right now – it is what it is.
I think the problem is we want a solution to these problems, right? We want a way.
Everybody
to say
does.
What,
yep.
This is the problem, and if we play this person, then it'll all be better. I just don't think there's a lot of answers on the roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a Peter Ward. There's not a Jameis Winston. It's not Dalvin Cook. It's not somebody that can flip games.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't have a game play-making wide receiver on your team.
Travis Hunter may come in and do that for three games for you. Malik McClain by the end of the year might become that type of guy. You know what I'm saying?
McClain and Travis will be really, really special to see in years to come.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, right now
but today, you don't got that.
You don't have that. So, you got to
– and backyard football does beat Jacksonville State.
Yeah, backyard football beats Jacksonville State, yeah. No doubt.
You didn't need a passing claim against Jacksonville State. I agree. Yeah. You need him again, and I think that's what, you know, that's what was upsetting about, I think that's what upset Jordan Travis.
Right.
I know how to beat this team. You know what I mean? I probably couldn't beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I know how to beat this team. I did it last year. Let me just run around a little bit. It ain't going to be pretty. It ain't going to look good, but I'm going to make some plays. It's going to be some scramble drills. It's going, you know what I mean? Whatever it is.
Right.
It ain't going to look how you think it should look. But let me go out here and beat this team. I don't deserve to be benched for the rest of the game. While you try to work out stuff with McKenzie Milton.
Right. Yeah.
And that was if I'm Jordan Travis, he had every right to be mad. One, because he was right. And two, because it's just dumb. And players are smart at that level are smart enough to know when the coach is being dumb.
Right. I mean, people know. People know when their coach is being dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know. It is what it is, man. But, man, we appreciate you guys coming on the Listen Up podcast, man. Be sure to hit the subscribe button in the and make sure you comment. Make sure you share the pod. Follow us on Twitter. Help share the pod on Twitter and everything, man. We're going to keep growing, keep getting bigger. We're going to keep doing these shows. I don't know how I'm going to manage to keep my sanity on these shows if we keep losing to teams. Like, this is the worst this is the worst version. Well, last year was the worst version, I thought, but this year seems like it might become the worst version of FSU football I've ever seen.
We didn't have a Jacksonville State loss last year, and it was tough last year. I don't know how in the world. They better win next week. That's all I know.
I'm trying not to be that podcast that just come back when it's better. But
we'll see y'all when we get everything fixed around and everything.
But it's tough watching us be this bad though. It is tough watching us be this bad.
I feel the
fans' pain. I'm in pain. I didn't really want to do a podcast yesterday. Brandon hit me up like, "Yo, we gonna do the pod?" Like, yeah, let's just give me another day. Like, I need to, you know.
Listen, man. It's tough. It's like, you know, that's why when he hit me up, he was like, "Yo, what time we doing today?" I was like, "Nah, let me go and get this out of the way. Let me go and get this out of the way in the middle of my work day. Because when I get off, the last thing I need to be doing is talking about Florida State football. Last thing I'm finna do is be, you know, I'm finna ruin my evening talking about this terrible of a program right now. Man, listen, I guess we can close it. We're a bad football team.
Yeah.
We're a poorly coached football team. The other thing we didn't get into is doggone penalties.
Whew.
You are not a good enough football team to shoot yourself in the foot every drive.
Yeah.
Every drive or every other drive, you shoot yourself in the foot. You're not a good football team. That's not – those are signs of poor coaching. You don't need – you had 11 penalties against an FCS opponent. Yeah. This wasn't Bama you was playing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad today.
That's bad, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
While we are talking about penalties, I want to say this too, man. Can we just get targeting out of college football? God, that is the worst call. I hate targeting, dude.
You can call targeting because they even have a version of it in the NFL. But it's just a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
I mean, keep the rule. You do want to, you know, discourage the behavior, whatever it is, getting players hurt, getting themselves hurt, whatever.
Yeah.
But, oh.
Yeah, I mean, Dante Lucas – Dante Lucas get a lot of penalties. Gibbons get a lot of penalties, too.
I was going to say, I mean, are we going to...
His replacement get a lot of penalties, too. 75 get called on a lot of penalties, too, man. I mean, I don't know, man. I guess Dante get 10 yards more than he do. I don't know. I got nothing.
They both, yeah. Nothing. You're going to replace Lucas with who? Who's not? I mean, at this point, everybody, the whole line gets penalties. Thank God they fixed the snapping situation for the most part. They're a poorly coached football team right now. That does not mean they are poor coaches, even though I believe they might be.
Yeah,
they are right now a poorly coached football team who makes a lot of mistakes, gets a lot of penalties. And it hasn't changed. Put up Irv got his point real quick.
Which one?
The last one he just posted. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dante Lucas was getting those same penalties. Y'all told me it was because Willie was a bad coach. He's still getting them same dumb penalties.
Yeah.
And he's still out there on the field.
Yeah. Man,
I mean, make of it what you will. Make of it what you will. Take it however it is.
Yeah, and you gotta do like I do, man. Just watch a lot of college football. I ain't gonna lie, my Jazz hurt my feelings yesterday. That hurt. I'm just
who
in a I'm we in a Jags and no preparatory. I'm in football hell, man.
I'm so glad I missed that game. It was my daughter's birthday. I came back, saw the score. I was like, yes. That's my baby.
Hold on.
That's my baby
on.
Girl.
Hold on. Run it back. Run it back. We're gonna say I can't defend this shit no more. It's just bad. No speed on defense or offense. Wide receiver's not running good. Ross OC call it back. Hey, I just don't know at this point. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think the deep. See,
yeah, man. Irv, go to the weight gain, bro.
I don't think the defense is actually slow. I think they play fast. I think they're doing what the coaches tell them to do.
They put in poor position.
I think they put in poor scheme.
I was gonna say, I think the problem is not necessarily team speed, defense or offense. I think they're really put in bad positions. They're put in predictable situations. You know what I'm saying? On offense, the offense they're put in predictable situations, so the other defensive coordinator does not have to think that hard. And the same, and what's happening on defense is the offensive coordinator knows y'all gonna run this simple defense. Y'all not gonna change out of it for whatever reason, because y'all feel like this is what, like you said, Sam, it's probably the best thing that they run. So all right, y'all stick with this defense or whatever it is, and be cool. And so then that makes you easy. So therefore, your players are put in poor positions,
right,
throughout the whole game.
And I think that. Like, and like they said, Norvell's wide receiver route tree is not very complicated. So I think that it's easy to dial in on what he's trying to do passing the ball. And I think the reason why it's so easy, and another thing, I ain't gonna get into why it's so easy, but another thing I want to say is every coach has a thing that he goes to, like his foundation of his offense, right? Like Jimbo had this passing play, I think it was called Sticks or something like that, where he could run it in three wide. He could run it in double tights. He could run the same passing formation. He'd run it over and over again, right? Like, Jameis ran it crazy against Pittsburgh the first night they played Pittsburgh. He ran it over and over again that night, right? I don't think Mike has a play. It seems like his play is the Wildcat. And there's not a lot of options on the Wildcat, bro. There's not a lot of options out there. So, I think his go-to play is the Wildcat. And I'm we talked about this on the last show, like, why the fuck is he running the Wildcat over and over? In key situations, why do you go to the Wildcat? And then, like, even Clemson. Like, Clemson, when Clemson get in trouble, they run wide receiver screens. They run wide receiver screen.
It is the Wildcat. I had to go back. I'm thinking back Memphis. It's the Wildcat.
Yeah, it's the Wildcat. It's the Wildcat. That's his go-to formation when he feels like he's in trouble. And I'm not trying to be funny, but like,
I ain't even think about that. That is his staple. That's his staple. All right, man, we gotta right the ship, run Wildcat. It's like fly to the bubble bee, yeah. Hit it. You know what I mean? Like, it is the Wildcat. It's the Wildcat. And the problem is, it's just so obvious, man. It's so obvious.
Bro, the NFL figured the Wildcat after 1 year in 2005 after Ronnie Brown and your boy Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams ran it over and over again against the Patriots. Like, the next year, the Wildcat was, like, ineffective. It didn't work anymore.
Right.
Nah, I don't know why we run that shit in 2021.
I'm trying to think of how many teams I know run the Wildcat regularly.
Dog, nobody runs that shit but us. Alabama stopped doing it.
I'm really trying to think now.
I think Derrick Henry might have ran it his Heisman year. Derrick Henry been in the NFL for 4 years now, 5 years.
I don't recall seeing anybody run the Wildcat on all the college football games I watched this Saturday. I'm trying to think who.
And this is a good point by Antonio. My thing, if you're going to run the Wildcat, run it with Jordan Travis. At least give somebody the option of thinking you're going to throw the football.
It at least slows those linebackers down a little bit. They can't just be so – right, because he ran that fake Wildcat the fake QB power against North Carolina when he hit the tight end up the seam or whatever, because you got to – because if you sell out for the run, we can throw the pass. But if not, we can do it. I agree.
Yeah, but we had Cam ran the Wildcat, but Cam also could throw the football. He's like
Cam did throw the football. He actually threw it out of the Wildcat.
Right. I mean, but this dude runs the Wildcat. Though this dude is running the Wildcat a lot.
He's running, and not only is he running the Wildcat a lot, he'll run it four plays in a row. Yeah. First through fourth down, we're gonna run Wildcat, 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 Wildcat. Okay. All right. And then usually every time he do that, what happened? They punt. I mean, they get turnover on downs. We've seen it too many times. Like, you got to show something different. At this point, and it's not even like he's even, like, added a new wrinkle to it or nothing. A defensive coordinator is basically like, yo, all out blitz. What? They go into Wildcat formation, blitz 11. At least show me, like, you know what I mean? Add something to it. Make so, like, a little bit of pause for another defensive coordinator to be like, wait, no, we can't just do it. Because that one time, you remember he did such and such. So hold up a little bit. He ran the same play 40 times this season. We done seen 40 Wildcats. All look the exact same way.
Right.
I think it's even through, like, the same hole. Like, you running through the same, like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, bro.
That's not even a wide receiver sweeping to even give a sweep jet action to it or nothing, bro. He's just, like,
you got McKenzie Milton out there just standing out there as wide receiver talking to the coach. You,
bro, that shit's terrible. It's terrible. It's all right. Terrible, bro. I'm not
you, even yep. sit up here. You know what? I'm done. I'm done. So, listen, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate the comments. We've hit this hour. I'm tired. My head hurt. I don't probably yelled more than I have on any of these past podcasts. I apologize for that. We're a bad football team.
Yeah, it's a terrible but football team, bro.
As always, go Noles. That was a, you know, shoot. Now I'm back on something. Listen to me. Like, I'm still trying to, like, people somehow believe that you can't be critical and somehow still be a fan. And I need whoever is in the, like, whoever believes that to stop.
Yeah.
I am a fan, and I am going to be critical. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to watch. That's why I told what's, I think Irv was like, should he go to the weight game? If you was going to the weight game before, go to the weight game, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to support the team. I'm going to go to a game this season, regardless of whether or not how bad, you know what I mean, how bad it look. I'm always usually go to one or two games. And I'm still going to go to one or two games. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm going to still go to one or two games. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm probably going to still catch the Miami game. I yep. ain't, you know.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying. So, listen, we absolutely yeah. support. Yeah, we're gonna support yeah. the team. It's all go nose or whatever it is. But we absolutely also going to tell the truth.
Yeah, bro. Like, I mean, I said Adam Fuller was bad before they
we ever saw him. Yeah, call a bad defense.
I said, Brandon, this shit ain't going to work. I'm watching these games at Memphis. I said, unless they and you know another thing, you talk about people making mistakes
before he ever called a prevent defense on the goal line,
right?
You told us he was bad.
Yeah, I said that. I really did, and you can check the tape. You can check the tape on that. I was like, yo, Fuller, this ain't gonna work. I'm telling you right now, they give him a lot of yards at Memphis. This is not gonna work. It ain't gonna get better at FSU. If it's bad at Memphis, it ain't gonna get better at FSU. Not with these D coordinators,
right?
I mean, offensive coordinators, but yeah. The thing that really trips me out is, why not, if you're going to hire a guy like Adam Fuller, why not put a bunch of D coordinator, guys that's been defensive coordinators around him that can call games to help him call games? Like when you hire German Pruitt, you hire Sal Sinceri, you hire mm-hmm. Charles Kelly, people that had kind of called games, mm-hmm. people that had experience calling games, so they could kind of help him through it whenever he had a problem. You know what I'm saying? We did it with Willie. They hired Harlan Barnett, and they never hired a guy with him that could help call plays if he needed somebody to help call plays.
Mm-hmm.
On this staff, it's the same exact thing. Nobody's called plays. Marv haven't called plays. Wilson haven't called plays. They say Papuchas, Papa John's have, but I don't know, man. But, man, I don't know. And I really want to find out who called these offensive plays. I need a –
You told us earlier. It was Madden style. He get three plays in his ear. One coordinator say, you know, one dude on offense be like, I think we should call this. Other dude, I think we should call a sweep. Somebody else yeah. be like, I think we should call Wildcat. Wildcat's the one. Go with Wildcat, guys. And then he shut the headset off and watch it work.
Yeah.
That's what's going down.
Yeah. But, yeah, man. So that's listen, the part, man.
Listen, subscribe.
Make sure y'all go to YouTube. Even after the show, make sure y'all go to YouTube, hit the like button. All the other podcasts we've done, hit the like button on them. Hit a gold nose in there.
Yep.
Go to Apple, 5-star that thing. Leave a gold nose comment in the Apple Pod. We're on Spotify also. You know, we're on everything. Go to the Listen Up Twitter page. Like it. You know what I'm saying?
Retweet the pod. Yep.
Follow us. I'll follow back. I'm not like the other podcasts. I will follow you back. So, yeah, man. But great show. I don't know if we'll be back the rest of this week. We'll see. We'll figure it out. I mean, that's why we kind of touched on the weight game earlier.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely do the live show, and we'll definitely react to it.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be on this one. I ain't got nowhere to be. Thank goodness. I'm pretty secure.
Wig jumped on, man. It was pretty funny, man. Wig was hilarious on that.
Yep.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. But I'll definitely be on. I'll definitely be on the live show, man.
All right. But no problem,
as man. Always, as always, man. We out.
Yo.
You just heard the Listen Up podcast. Yeah.